ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sirens sounding in central Israel. The Israeli Defense Forces in a statement say triggered by hostile aircraft infiltration. The IDF says it's also attempted interceptions, but there's no word if the defense systems were completely successful. It comes as the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur began tonight. In Florida, rescues cleaning up and following Hurricane Milton trying to rescue more people. At least 16 people have died across the state. Governor Ron DeSantis had a briefing earlier.
State search and rescue teams across the state have continued to work around the clock to successfully execute rescue missions of individuals, as well as a lot of pets on the West Coast, as well as from the destruction from the tornadoes in other parts of the state.
New data showing inflation at the wholesale level holding steady for now. The producer price index did not increase from August to September and saw a year-to-year growth of only 1.8%. Stocks are up heading into closing bell. This is ABC News. Russian President Vladimir Putin today met Iran's new president, whose country is supplying weapons for Moscow's war in Ukraine. Potential contamination forces a recall of ready-to-eat meat foods and some of the country's largest retailers.
Almost 10 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products are being recalled due to possible listeria contamination. The USDA says products from Bruce Pack sold at retailers like Walmart, Trader Joe's, and Aldi are part of the recall. The affected items produced between June and October bear establishment numbers 51205 or P51205 inside or under the USDA inspection mark. While no illnesses have been reported, listeria can pose serious health risks. Consumers are advised to return or discard the items immediately. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A hot air balloon stuck a tall radio tower today during the famous Albuquerque, New Mexico Balloon Festival. The tower collapsed. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast as we're heading into the evening is calling for temperatures to cool down to around 46 for a low, partly cloudy, northeast winds 4 to 8. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, a slight chance for light showers or sprinkles in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 12. Saturday night, lows of 40 with increasing clouds, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, slight chance for a shower, highs of around 60. It is 82 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
WRCO 100.9.
I got here just in time. Went ahead and went a line before I went and lost my mind. And I ain't been here long, but the bobbers in the pond going up, down, up, down, up, down. Tonight we're gonna raise a whole lot more than Cain, cause there's money in the bank and tomorrow's Saturday. So if they pass that fifth to Jack this way, I turn it up, down, up, down, up, down. We just holding it down here in BFE. Still rolling around with a bar CD. Freebird, 5 minutes deep. Head bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. We got what we got. We don't need the rest. Can turn this parking lot into a party with a nice chest and some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down.
What you know about a T-Hub?
Yeah, the girls, they hit the spot. Even hotter when it's hot. If you came by her a yacht, but still proud of what you got. Cause when the day is done, redneck is from the sun. Going up, down, up, down, up, down. We're just holding it down here in BFE. Still rolling around with a bar scene.
here a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
This year's Ithaca School Fair reports are brought to you by Total Tech, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Kleppe Grain Service, Meyer Oil and LP, Utter Brothers Creamery, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Keegan Jones and Brooklyn Dickey join us here on WRCO as we broadcast from the Ithaca School grounds here. It's fair weekend and looking forward to it. Keegan, what's your favorite part of homecoming?
Probably toilet papering or what we do at night. I don't know. It's just a fun week. It's probably, I bet if you asked everyone here at Ithaca, they'd probably say it's their favorite week of the year. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. School year's going by pretty fast, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. We're already a month in.
And how does it feel with the football team to be 7-0 right now?
Oh, it feels great. Not really anything better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things have gone well. Has there been a favorite game this year?
I really like Royal game just because that was a game we had something to prove. You know, we came into this conference and everybody said we made it weaker. So I think we proved that. We made it stronger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've had a good run on it. Well, tell me some other things you're involved in here at Ithaca Schools.
I'm in FFA. I'm a class rep on student council. About it. I play basketball, baseball.
Yeah, that's a pretty full resume there, I would say. And looking at the junior class, you're working on the float. Any secrets or insight into the float this year?
I can't really tell you that.
Okay, that's inside information, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to the Jungle is the theme. Brooklyn Dickey joins us. Brooklyn, what are some things you're involved in here at Ithaca?
I'm in volleyball, basketball, softball. I'm the class rep this year.
Okay. And who are you standing up with?
Devin Iam.
Okay, that sounds good. So you'll be riding through the parade?
Yep.
How many times will you be coming through the parade on Saturday?
Not quite sure.
Multiple. Several.
Yep.
Tell me about volleyball. Has that been enjoyable?
Yes. We're doing very good this year.
Big win the other night with Kickapoo.
Yeah. We got 2 games left for regular season. Should be good games.
Mm-hmm. So lots of things here at school. Is there a favorite part of homecoming that you like, you really like this weekend?
Probably TPing as well. It's pretty fun.
That's a tradition, that's for sure. What about, I know the sophomores think they're going to win it all this year as far as, what do you think? How are the juniors doing?
We're winning.
You're winning it?
Yeah.
Okay. Class yells and cheers and no inside information into the float from you either?
No.
Okay.
Secrets.
We'll look forward to it in the parade that starts at 10:30 Saturday morning. Have you thought about what you'd like to do when your Ithaca schooling days are done? I know that's a couple of years off.
I don't know yet. Got a couple options.
Good, good. Well, and are you doing anything in terms of some school studies away from school, like work to school or anything like
not
that?
Not yet.
Maybe next year?
Yep.
Okay. What about you, Keegan? Have you thought about 2 years down the road?
I'm not quite sure right now. I got a couple options, but might have to go work with Phil and me at WRCO for a couple of years.
That sounds good, but we'll take you. Absolutely. Well, thanks, guys. Have a good homecoming.
Yeah,
okay.
You too.
You bet. Brooklyn Dickey and Keegan Jones joining us from WRCO Radio. The Ithaca School Fair is this weekend.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
This ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold'em, hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up, hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now, woo. There's a tornado,
ooh, there's a tornado
in my city,
in my city.
In the basement,
the basement.
That ain't pretty,
pretty.
Rugged whiskey,
we
surviving,
we surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. line. This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So pack your letters. All your keys up. Take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't get come take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh. Oops, splash. To the flow now, ooh.
With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots, sologenic, photogenic, shoot.
I feel tears welling up, cooling deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never say. Might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running to love scratch for another sake. Race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to wed her and I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running to love scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches and the winner loses all. On and here.
heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratch for another save. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
The race is on, Sawyer Brown. Well, the race may be on, but nonetheless, we are glad that the race for the evening, we still have a lot to get to, so we're not going anywhere. I'm with you for a little while longer, then Mr. Fabulous will be on the air, taking you up to the time for tonight's featured football game, Richland Center at Dodgeville. Don't forget this weekend, large item pickup in Richland Center. That's coming up Saturday. Items included for pickup include couches, chairs, tables, carpeting, entertainment centers, and such. Items that will not be picked up include lumber or construction materials, brush, leaves, yard waste, microwave, TVs, AC units, and any computer equipment or appliances. You should have your items on the curb by 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. Large items are not to be placed at the curb any other time of the year unless a pickup tag has been purchased from the clerk treasurer's office. Town and Country Sanitation, though, will be placing dumpsters at the Richland Center landfill for appliances. There's no charge to dispose of regular appliances at the landfill. However, there will be a fee for disposal of microwaves, televisions, air conditioners, and computer equipment.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
100.9 WRCO.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo.
I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads.
I ride a quarter horse,
my tractor's right here.
I drink whiskey,
and I drink beer.
Spin around.
I take mine to them fields of gold. Hold her tight while the sun goes down. Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys.
Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth?
Some old Hank
from the big sky to the riverbank.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small.
Just like me and you.
Yeah.
it could be. Seems everybody's bugging me.
On WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs. 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidates campaigning in swing states. Former President Trump at a rally in Aurora, Colorado, continuing claims that violent migrants are taking over the city. The mayor there says those are false claims. Trump also sending a message to people in Florida and throughout the Southeast impacted by hurricanes Milton and Helene.
To know that we are thinking of them and we are praying for them.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona campaigning. She participated earlier in a video call with President Biden on the federal response to Hurricane Milton, telling victims of both hurricanes immediate and long-term aid will be available.
Our nation is with you. We see your incredible strength and resilience, and we are working around the clock to keep you safe.
President Biden travels to Florida Sunday to survey the damage. Israeli forces say defense systems and alarms sounded in central Israel due to an infiltration of aircraft and drones. Today marks Yom Kippur, the holiest Jewish holiday. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. A big high school sports event goes on in the area tomorrow, the Riverdale Cross Country Invite. Here is Riverdale coach Chris Simonson.
We've got a lot of teams coming in for that. We have well over 20, close to 25 teams, both high school and junior high. That's a big tune-up for a lot of schools before their conference meet. In fact, the following Thursday, we will be hosting conference for the SWAL this year.
Riverdale Cross Country coach, Chris Simonson, that meet tomorrow in Muscadet. The Bucks dropped their second preseason game, this time to the Los Angeles Lakers, by a 107-102 score. Thursday's visitors to the Fiserv Forum dominated the fourth period 33-20 while coming from behind. Milwaukee played its starters, and Giannis Antetokounmpo put up 20 points in 19 minutes of play. Bobby Portis scored 23, but nobody on the roster played 20 minutes. The Bucks take on the Bulls in the third of four preseason games coming up on Monday. College football schedule for tomorrow, Wisconsin at Rutgers. Also in D3, River Falls at Platteville, La Crosse at Oshkosh, Stevens Point at Eau Claire, and Whitewater at Stout. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Well, tonight, temperatures cooling down to around the mid-40 range for a low. North winds 4 to 8 and partly cloudy. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy. Slight chance for some light showers or sprinkles in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds 5 to 12. Saturday night, lows of 40. Increasing clouds. And mostly cloudy Sunday with a slight chance for a shower. Highs of around 60. It's partly cloudy, 81 degrees. No precipitation. The barometer slightly up to 29.96. Northeast winds are 13. Again, it's 81 degrees.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
100.9 WRCO. Everybody's got a different way, different way to numb the hurt and try to heal the pain, cure the pain. Their own path. Peace of mind, I got mine, but timeline subject change. I'ma let it rain, I'ma let it burn. I'ma sit my hands in a bag of turns. I'ma let it go, but I'ma feel it first. All for what it's worth. I'll find a way to forget you with a bottle of Bible or a mistake. I know I'm gonna move on, I know I'll be okay. I'ma call the boys, hit the town, burn it down. Find a heart in the downtown, lost and found. In the bar, stool, drunk, prayer upstairs. Get me over you, I'll give. I'll find a way to forget you. With a bottle of Bible or a mistake. I know I'm gonna move on. I know I'll be okay. Find a way to forget you. Just like today.
time I fell in love. I've never been the one to be afraid to jump, and sometimes it hurts, but the world still turns. I remember that first, that broken heart, and I told myself I wouldn't fall apart, so I let it burn. That's how you live and learn. It ain't always easy, but it's gonna be alright. You knew what you wanted, but you had it all wrong. Yeah, it takes a few steps just to get it all together. It might hurt now, but it won't last forever. Make those mistakes, that'll make you better.
Tina McBride, Girl Like Me. The Paul Harvey Program today is sponsored this afternoon by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they're there for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Ah, the rest of the story. It was coming. Crusty old Captain Colon could feel it in his bones. And there were other signs as well, or at least so he thought, to impress the younger seamen of the crew. There were the long, oily waves rolling in from the southeast. There was the peculiar, unevenly rising tide. There was the inexplicable squalls that would rise angrily and subside suddenly. And the veiled cirrus clouds rushing in with remarkable speed across the sky. And look out there, the captain insisted, pointing a gnarly finger over the bow. And indeed, there did seem to be more seals and more porpoises in the vicinity in these recent hours. But mainly, Captain Colon felt it in his bones. For along with the humid, heavy, oppressive, almost palpable atmosphere came the telltale aching in his rheumatic joints. Severe as it had been off the coast of Sonoma, many summers past, and on Hispaniola two autumns after that, he remembered it well. And it was coming again. The most dreaded phenomenon a sailor can encounter. The old captain's lips trembled even to utter the word. Urucan. Urucan. And then as his fretful eyes glanced toward the horizon, he glanced toward Port Santo Domingo. They must be warned, he declared to his first mate. Promptly a dinghy was dispatched with news of the coming storm. But upon receiving the message, the island's governor, Ovando, broke out laughing. In fact, it amused him so that he read it aloud to his lieutenants, who also responded uproariously. Captain Colon, the old fool. He ought to be hauled into permanent dry dock, they exclaimed. He'd always been a little soft in the head. Now he was casting himself in the role of a prophet and a soothsayer and a foreseer of storms. When the sarcastic merriment had died down, Governor Ovando sent a reproachful reply to the captain, who was lingering at the harbor's entrance. It said, in effect, go away. A fleet of 30 vessels bearing a fortune in gold was preparing to sail out from the Ozama River and head for home. There was no time right now to play silly games with a demented old seafarer, so Captain Colon heaved a sigh and set sail, and eventually he anchored in a remote spot off the island's leeward shore. And there he safely rode out the fury of the storm which he had known would come. But this is the rest of the story. The floor of the Caribbean is laden with treasure. Countless tons of gold and silver and gems deposited there over centuries past by the same recurring terror, the Huracan. We call them hurricanes. The fleet of 30 ships sent out by Hispaniola's Governor Ovando in June of 1502 was torn to shreds by one such. Somewhere among that wreckage scattered for miles along the Mona Passage is a gold nugget the size of a dinner plate, but now it's gone, perhaps forever, along with the bones of hundreds of officers and crew, because nobody heeded the warning of a has-been sea captain who'd seen the Huracan twice before and who knew what it could do and who could feel its approach in his bones. A wise old Italian explorer, now fallen so far from Spain's royal favor that he was not even permitted to take refuge in the harbor at Santo Domingo, on the island which he had discovered 10 years previous. Of course, back then, he was a hero named Cristobal Colon, and then later distrusted and ridiculed as an admiral whom history reveres as Christopher Columbus. And now you know the rest of the story.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th. Get ready for an adrenaline-packed weekend at the Hub City Dirt Drags happening today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It's two full days of nonstop action starting tonight at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull featuring over $8,500 in cash prizes. Plus, don't miss the challenge trucks going head-to-head on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday kicks off with a truck show and shine from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. followed by hot action on the drag tracks at 2 p.m. featuring some of the fastest diesel drag trucks in the country. Event coordinator Riley Anderson and looks forward to the weekend.
This October event's kind of the last hoorah, especially in our area. We like to go out with a big show.
Admission is $20 per day or $30 for the weekend. And kids 12 and under get in free to the grandstand. Don't miss out on the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. See you there today and tomorrow.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa Know How.
WRCO 100.9.
She tries to hold on to the past, but like a worn out photograph, fades a little more as the days go by. And he's doing his level best to stay thankful cause he's been blessed. But it's hard while the one you love slips away. Sometimes love can mean the bitter with the sweet.
you off your feet. Sometimes love reminds what's been lost and left behind. The heart can ache and sometimes break unexpectedly. Sometimes love brings you to your knees. A worried mother waits by the phone, praying that her son calls home. He's been gone a while, fighting the war. But the call will never come in, 'cause on the front porch stand two men to tell her that her little boy won't be coming back. Sometimes love can mean the bitter.
Texas, the cowboy's gonna